We're going to look at the basics on using a router and router table. The router spins at extreme speeds to cut and shape wood and needs to be used with respect and caution. All steps need to be followed to ensure you are tool safe.
You should never operate any machine while you are under the influence of medicine, drugs, or alcohol, or you are fatigued. You have to be at your brightest to be safe. Danger can spin out of control with routers, so let your teacher know if you're not up to it. Because it has a small cutting bit, some students don't pay enough attention.
Let's look at the safe use of a handheld router, followed by a router table. A router is a useful power tool that will allow you to finish edges with a variety of patterns for a variety of wood projects. A router can also be used to plunge dado and rabbet joints.
The router by itself is designed to be moved along the edges of a static workpiece, whereas the router table, the router is static, and you move the workpiece.
Before we begin, we really need to ensure that you have no loose pieces of clothing, jewelry is removed, and if you have long hair, it is tied back. This avoids entrapment that can wrap around the bit.
Being aware of the hazards will help you keep yourself and others safe. With the router's high speed, it doesn't take much for an accident to happen. Make sure you are comfortable with how to safely operate the tool. When in doubt, don't be afraid to ask.
First, establish a clean workspace free from debris and sawdust. If you have one, turn on the dust collector. Make sure the path is clear and fellow students are not in the path of debris flying out.
Make sure the router's electrical cord is in good shape. If it has any fraying, cuts, or a loose plug, or missing ground pin, then tell your teacher and take it out of service. Obey any lockout tags.
If you are using the router table, make sure the guard is in place and the fence is in the locked position.
Once you have completed the tool inspection, you can now select the bit for your job, and then inspect that too for chips, dull edges, or bent shafts. Careful of the bit cutting edges, they are sharp. Tell your teacher if you have found an unsafe bit, and select another.
To set the router bit, first make sure to disconnect the router from the power source. Never change bits with the power plug in a socket.
Turn the router so the base plate is facing upwards towards you. Stand in a good ergonomic position.
Locate the arbor lock to prevent the arbor from moving. Loosen the collet nut with the correct size wrench.
Place the router bit until the neck of the bit is all the way down. Then pull the bit back slightly, about the depth of a dime, to allow for heat expansion. The bit travels at a very high speed and generates lots of heat. It can even burn your work if you're not careful.
Lock the arbor and tighten the collet nut. Make sure the nut is snug, but do not over-tighten.
Once the router bit has been installed, it is now time to examine the piece that we want to finish.
If you have a larger piece, you can place it on the table and clamp down. If you have a smaller piece, you will want to use the router table.
Don't forget this fact. The router needs to travel from left to right when using freehand, and right to left if on a router table. This is to make the bit spin in the direction of travel. Doing it the wrong way will result in chipping and tearing and really rough work.
Always start with the side that goes against the grain, as there will be some tearing once you get to the end of the edge. This is common and can be corrected when coming from the other side. With this step, you can lessen the chance of damaging your piece.
It is now time to look at adjusting the depth of the bit. Locate the unlocking lever on the plunge router. Measure as you need. Adjust the bit to desired depth and lock the lever. You can also use the depth gauge if you wish.
Once your depth is set, turn the router on, keeping the bit away from your work and from yourself.
Keep both hands on the control handles and apply some pressure towards the workpiece to keep the bit tight to the edge. Run the router against the grain and move from left to right.
The bearing on the router bit will keep the profile consistent as you apply consistent pressure against the workpiece. Once you get close to the end of the run, slow your pace to minimize tearing.
Once your edge is done, unclamp the workpiece and complete all edges that need to be routered. Once complete, clean away the sawdust and any small pieces of wood.
If you are using the router table, you will still need to adjust the fence to the desired width and the router bit to the desired depth.
Once the router is set up, place the guard down and turn the power switch on. Use a sample piece of wood to ensure the width and height are correct.
Once you are content with the settings, place your piece on the table and begin moving the piece from right to left. This is opposite of the free router. Remember, always walk the bit forward as you cut. Remember also to start against the grain, followed by the edges that travel with the grain.
Once you have all your edges complete, clean up the sawdust and remove the router bit, putting it in its proper storage place. Put the cleaned router away too. It should always be ready for the next job.
Keeping an organized and efficient workspace is the first step to ensuring everyone can work safe. Make sure you are aware of others around you. Being aware of the hazards will help keep yourself and others safe. Don't cut corners and take your time. Let's do a tool safe review.
Make sure you have your PPE and review your clothing for entrapment risks. Review your materials for metal contamination or toxic dust. Always remove power sources before mounting bits or cutters. Walk bits in the direction of travel, never the opposite. Routers operate at extreme speeds. Make sure they are sharp and without chips or nicks. Completely clean the area after the job is done to get it ready for the next job.